Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Gent.
If you wonder why non-genetically modified food, better known as GMO food, matters, well, you're about to find out, because our guest, Melissa Diane Smith, who is a holistic nutritionist and internationally known journalist, is about to tell us about Marsha's life-saving story. When she told us this story, told me this story, the hairs on my arms went straight up. Melissa, please share us what happened with Marsha.
Well, thank you. A few years ago, I was familiarizing myself with new research that was starting to come out about genetically modified foods, and a new client named Marsha began counseling with me. She had already been eating gluten-free for 8 years, and though she was helped by going gluten-free, she still had wide-ranging health issues. She had been diagnosed with an immune system condition called eosinophilia myalgia syndrome, and I knew from my research that had been linked to a brand of a supplement that had been produced using genetically modified bacteria. So I suggest she try eliminating genetically modified foods from her diet to see if it made any difference in her health. And she did, and literally her health improved all across the board. Her allergies mostly disappeared. Her asthma symptoms and lung function dramatically improved. She actually lost 75 pounds, and her heart disease risk factor normalized. Plus, immune cell counts regularly tested to monitor her myalgia condition reached normal levels for the first time in 20 years. I mean, literally, even some of her doctors were floored. As a nutritionist who's written many books on healthy eating, it became clear to me that far more important than educating people about therapeutic diets was letting people know how much our food has been changed over the last 2 decades. I couldn't write about therapeutic diets anymore without addressing the GMO issue, and even many mothers are starting to realize that their kids' health improves by avoiding unnatural genetically modified foods.
So you really began your traditional, you know, method of trying to help her with the gluten issue, and found that that actually was not helping. I mean, it may have helped in some way, but was not solving the problem. And so it what struck me is that when you just said, okay, let's just go non-GMO for a while, because this isn't, everything we've done so far is not resolving it. And when you did that, her life changed. And actually, I mean, it must have been amazing to her to have this happen. Over what period of time did she have to go non-GMO to see the changes?
Well, she started to see the changes very quickly. I mean, I would say within the first few weeks, she started to feel much better.
Wow.
And within a few months, you know, she was losing that weight and her heart disease risk factors were normalizing. You know, I mean, I can't say that going gluten-free didn't help her, because it did, but really, she feels that on looking at everything that taking the GMOs out of her diet had the most positive impact on her health.
That's amazing. That's such an inspiring story to hear. So if I understand, it really changed the way you practice and the way you moved forward with your other clients and other people you were trying to help. So have you seen the same results across the board with most people that you recommend going non-GMO?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it really is individual. For some people, they see dramatic difference all of a sudden when they take GMOs out of their diet. For others, they don't notice that much difference right off the bat. But, I think what might be happening with genetically modified foods, like many, many disease causers we have in our diet, like trans fats and white flour, white sugar, you know, these things, we know for sure that those things cause disease over time. So I think the fact is that the evidence is showing that we really shouldn't be messing around with foods that are changed in such a dramatic way from the health-giving foods that we were naturally given.
Wow, you know, I think what strikes me most is the speed of which the turnaround happened. It was dramatic. You referred to her allergies, her inflammation, her joints, her lungs. It in such a short time. How connect that for us? How does that happen?
Well, I mean, genetically modified foods, they're changed on the inside. They look like real foods, but they're actually laboratory-created food imposters, and most of them are what I call pesticide plants. They're engineered to tolerate repeated spraying of chemical herbicide without dying, or to produce their own internal insecticide. So these obviously are radical departures from the health-promoting real foods we were designed to eat. It's really clear in nutrition that anytime we eat anything that was man-made for industry benefit, it's not really good for public health. We know that with trans fats. We know that with white sugar. And so I don't think it's really that surprising. These foods weren't developed for our benefit. They are, you know, more designed for the industry benefit.
But I think what you're saying to me, what shouts out to me, is how potent these herbicides, these chemical changes, the injection of these chemicals that are designed to kill bugs are really impacting our organs. They have to be really potent, really powerful.
Well, right. I mean, one of the main ways that they're genetically engineered is for them to produce their own internal insecticide, and that toxin that is in that pesticide producing toxin, we know that it pokes small holes in the digestive tract of insects to kill them. So, you know, you have to wonder, well, what is that doing to us if we keep eating that food? I mean, the fact of the matter is we just don't know, because they've never been tested by the Food and Drug Administration. Most people think they have, but they have not been. So we're all kind of in a feeding experiment we didn't know we were in.
That's so scary, and, you know, such good information for you to share so that we can become more aware. And as a mother, my first thought goes to children who are developing, and so all those things that you just mentioned impact them even more because of their organs being in the process of developing, their brain, for example. And so if it makes an impact on an adult, I could only imagine on a child. And so, you know, we only have a couple minutes left, but can you mention if you have seen also an impact like that on children when going on a non-GMO diet?
I myself have not counseled any clients so far, but in writing the book, I interviewed a number of moms, including some moms in a group called Moms Across America, and yeah, they have seen very big impacts and improvements in everything from allergies to autoimmune conditions to asthma symptoms to even autistic symptoms.
That's fantastic. Well, that alone is a reason for everybody to try. And if you want to learn more, look for Melissa on melissadianesmith.com. And for GMO specifically, go to goingagainstgmos.com. And for more information from us, go to kidcritics.org. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.